question from Krishna Dhan Prabhu.
How is it that Ajamil was 88 years old when he begot 10 sons? Because in Satyuga, people's lifespan was 1 lakh years. Answer: I have not come across any reference saying that the Ajamil pastime took place in Satyuga. There might have been in some lectures, some references by some people, but ultimately we have to look back at scripture. So Srila Prabhupada in his Second Chance book, which is a rendition of the three chapters, 6.1, 2 and 3 of the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, does not talk about Satyuga at all. Similarly, in those purports also, of these three chapters of the sixth canto, Prabhupada does not refer to it as happening in Satyuga. Ekada, at one particular time, that is all that is said over there. And Prabhupada explains in the purport that this is a history that happened long ago. And even I checked Vishnu Acharya Thakur's commentaries. There also it is not mentioned that this pastime happened in Satyuga. So therefore, there is no need for us to give any undue credence to some sources that are not ultimately going back to scripture. So the pastime has happened in the remote past, and when it happened we don't know. So the fact that he was 88 years old when he begot the 10th son, what does it indicate? In and of itself, it doesn't deny the fact that that can happen in Kali Yuga, that can happen in the earlier age also. So the important principle to understand is that even when he was aged, still he was engaging in Sanskrit. He had a small son. That's the point that Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing. So there is no need for us to argue, to be bothered about such details when we can't find their sources in scriptures directly. Secondary sources are always to be evaluated against the primary sources. And if the primary sources don't support an idea, then there is no need to get carried away by them. Thank you.